USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Twitter's former head of security filed a whistleblower complaint against the company, accusing it of failing to protect sensitive user data and lying about its security problems. Peter Zatko, who said he was fired as Twitter's head of security earlier this year, submitted the complaint last month to the Securities and Exchange Commission. His submission says that he uncovered extreme egregious deficiencies by Twitter in every area of his mandate, including privacy, digital and physical security, platform integrity, and content moderation. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt and local leaders have issued statements after a suspect who shot two Oklahoma County deputies Monday, killing Sergeant Bobby Schwartz. The other officer is in stable condition. Deputies were serving an eviction notice at a home when gunfire rang out. Suspect Benjamin Plank was arrested after a short car chase. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
With 1 week and counting, NASA managers met at the Kennedy Space Center, reviewed flight preparations, and cleared the agency's huge $4.1 billion Space Launch System rocket for blastoff next Monday on a test flight as America returns to the moon. After a suspect is accused of attacking a police officer, three officers are accused of excessive force during his arrest.
Three Arkansas police officers are suspended after a video went viral showing them beating a suspect outside a convenience store in Mulberry near the Arkansas-Oklahoma border. Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson confirming he spoke with the Crawford County Sheriff, Jimmy DeMonte, about the incident.
I thought his comment that they hold the officers to a high standard, immediate action was taken, and that was important for the public to see that in this case.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, on this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A California father is fighting back after he and his son were escorted off campus by a police officer for not wearing a mask. This is no longer about science, as the CDC has dropped most COVID-19 mandates. The father, who identifies only as Sean, says he has a medical background and worked extensively in the healthcare industry. Sean and his son were confronted by police Thursday after Principal Michelle Williams called police from Terkoff Elementary School in Mountain View, California. Going from an energy leader in the world to where we are now under the Biden administration, Republican Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, who is running for a Senate seat in a special election today in Oklahoma, told Newsmax overnight that Biden's energy policies makes the United States more dependent on communist countries than ever before.
You have individuals that think government is to create jobs, and government's role was never designed to create jobs. It's to create an opportunity, an environment for job creators like myself, job creators to create those jobs. And the problem is that we have too many politicians and not actually job creators in Washington, D.C. And they lose focus. They lose the role of government because their idea is if we grow it, then we'll have more responsibility. But as we look at different decisions that's come out of the court, actually, as we grow it, Congress actually concedes power to agencies like the Chevron deference.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.